Hey everybody, welcome to This Is Us Season 2 Premiere with John
and Bria McCrory.
Yeah, married life now.
I'm married, y'all.
Oh, snap, I am too. In Season 2 Premiere of This Is Us, we will discuss all of the week leading up to the wedding and the honeymoon.
Brown, chicka, brown, brown. JK.
We got church life people in here. So, y'all, we have 5 topics to talk to y'all about today, about the wedding. Oh, Lord Jesus be with you, and me, and Bria. So, y'all, buckle up! Here comes Bria with the wedding shower topic.
Okay, so you can say it and not spray it, but I'm gonna go. All right, so... So starting off with the wedding shower feels. So originally we were going to have a wedding shower at our place where we're at right now. And because of COVID-19,
Corona.
Yes, we couldn't have it in our clubhouse. So and John just basically made the decision to just cancel the wedding shower because we didn't want to have it in our place, our actual, house, because... We don't want people just like breathing on each other, and then we couldn't have it outside because we can't just have a bunch of people just outside roaming around, and it was hot too. So we just decided to cancel it. But the good thing about it is that I work with amazing people, amazing women, and
shout out to Katie
and they basically surprised me with a wedding shower. They had ordered catered food, they had games, they had everything, like had gifts for me, and it was just a really good fellowship. And just John said he didn't get any food, but it was really good. I just love the fact that I work with so many different people that I haven't even known that long, and they were willing to just host a wedding shower for me, and I felt really special.
Cause you are.
Oh, thank you. I feel special. But I love the wedding shower, and I don't regret anything as far as canceling the wedding shower or etc. So that's
good gifts too.
Yes, we got amazing gifts, even like from the wedding shower, and everyone that has gave us a gift from the wedding. Thank you so much. They were amazing. They're awesome. We are using them every day, and we love you so much.
Gracias.
So now we are gonna dive into fast forward to the rehearsal dinner. So
y'all, it was so good. I thought we was going to serve ourselves, but when we walked up in that joint, they was like,
where did we go?
We went to Snowflakes Catering in Delvey and Cafe in Henderson, Texas.
It was so good.
So good. So we walked up in there. I was thinking we was going to serve ourselves. Nah, they told us, everybody sit down.
Like that too.
All right. So we sat down. They came around, took our drink order, took our salad order. I was like, huh? Huh? And next thing I know, they're bringing out a salad. Then they bring out the entree. The entree was so good. It was cheesy chicken spaghetti. Oh.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Yes. Then they gave us some dessert. Y'all, that dessert was so good.
I'm not a big dessert person like that at different places, like different, I'm not a big pie person, but they had this pie,
buttermilk pie.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. I ate the whole pie. I mean, the slice of the pie, not the whole pie.
And I had to get what I like. I got that chocolate cake. Yes, if you can only see the face I'm making at this phone right now, chocolate. I'm eating some chocolate cake. But it was so good. Yum to the tongue. Mm-hmm.
But we had a really good time with our family that was able to make it there, and our friends that were there. Sorry.
Excuse her, y'all. She don't have the corona. She just swallowed her spit wrong.
Yes, I tend to choke on my own saliva. But... It was really good. And if you are ever in Henderson,
go to Snowflakes.
Please go to Snowflake to try their
They're open
food
Monday
out.
Through Friday, 6:30 to 2:30 p.m. I hear they got great breakfast and donuts. I don't know. I've never had it. But they cheesy chicken spaghetti, they always do that on Wednesdays. I should get a check or something from them.
Sponsorship.
They should sponsor this podcast because we plugging them really big right now.
We really are.
And then, y'all, the dessert. They got Italian cream cake.
Oh, yes. No,
don't go into that. Yeah, girl, that's the wedding day.
I can't help it. I'm going to tell them because it's them.
We can circle back to this block, okay, as Pastor Willis always
okay,
says.
We're going to circle back. Yes. We're going to circle back. Okay, so now we are at the wedding day. So I'm going to tell my perspective first because obviously we have different perspectives. But
yes,
I woke up early. My niece stayed with me for that weekend, and she was up early. I was up early, and we were just getting ready. I was like, "Oh my God, I'm getting married today! Oh my God!" But before we
went,
I woke up about 7. It was about 7, and we had to go to Walmart to get some sandwiches for the wedding party and people that were already at the Civic Center that morning. And the sandwiches were so good. We got a 5-foot sandwich. I thought that the sandwich was already cut up.
So it was literally a 5-foot sandwich.
It was literally a 5-foot sandwich.
How did Brittany carry that out? She's got little turkey arms.
So here's how Brittany does not have turkey arms. So here's how it went. Like, they did cut it, but not in like the slice like everyone get a sandwich. They cut it in like.
So my mama was in there cutting that sandwich for a long minute.
Yes, yes. They were like half in sandwich, like three ways. It was, Brittany was struggling, and I was just in the car because I was looking kind of rough. But after we got the sandwiches, we ended up going to the Civic Center, and the person that was doing our makeup, by the way, she's amazing. I will tag her in the post of this podcast because she did amazing. She did my makeup, mm-hmm. John's mom's makeup, mm-hmm. Brittany's makeup,
which is her niece,
which
my
is
niece.
My niece, and then not my best
niece,
friend,
my
best friend Aisha. She's my maid of honor. It was amazing.
That
and
looked
our
beautiful.
Makeup, thank you. And our makeup lasted forever.
I put it on at 10 a.m.
And yes, we put our makeup on. John's mom got her makeup done at 10 a.m.
She bawled all day. You couldn't
and
tell.
She cried all day. And she still had makeup on by the end of the night. So
you
that
were
was
tanning.
That was worth it.
You go whoever you that girl was that did makeup.
Jay. Jalen.
Good job, Jay.
And
I see you, girl.
And so that whole day, I was chill for the whole day. I thought I was going to be a hot mess.
Did you get the bubble guts?
I did. So I thought I was going to be just losing my mind. Not like, you know, not bad anxious. I just thought I was going to be, I thought I was going to be like running all over the place, just tripping and everything. And I didn't. I was just sitting down. I was chilling. I was just, you know, enjoying the company and everything. And see, I think... And eating sandwiches. Oh yes, I made sure I ate me a sandwich or two. Mm. But for me, it was really peaceful. There wasn't any drama there, and I wanted to just keep seeing John. So whenever my maid of honor had to take me to the restroom, I would call John, and I'm like, John, trying to escape and try to see my man's on
what
wedding day. I missed them. I missed John.
They made me act like I couldn't. They tried to make me act like I couldn't see her, so they made me put my face mask over my eyes.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yo, God. I can't see in general, so that's just dirty.
That really is dirty. But how did your wedding day perspective
go? Oh, well, we all, me, Seth, and his lady friend woke up around 7 a.m. as well, and I just laid there in bed like, yay, I'm getting married today. Oh, I'm jizzle. I'm getting married. And then around 8:30, my eyes got heavy again. So I fell asleep again. That took me a good 2.5 hour nap. Woke up at 11, have missed phone calls from the madre, text messages from the wife. And finally got up, got ready. Went to the Civic Center around 12:30. Went up there. I wasn't going to eat. I told myself I'm not going to eat because I already had the bubble guts. I was nervous. But I went up there. And my sandwiches looked so good. I said, you know what? I'm going to get me a sandwich.
It was so good.
Ate me 3 sandwiches. Oh. I drank 3 Mountain Dews.
Dang.
Had 3 waters with it as well. It was like Mountain Dew, and then I pushed it back with some water. Mountain Dew, pushed it back with some more water.
It's a lot of liquids.
Around 3 o'clock, well, 2 o'clock, we started getting ready. Had to take pictures around 3. I started getting overwhelmed with all my guys because I had so many dudes in there, and they was, if you knew my wedding party, my guys, they wild, they crazy, they nuts.
Rambunctious.
And thank God for Pastor Willis getting there around 4:30. When he came into the room, he had the wedding planners kick all the guys out. So I had some time to just breathe. Mm-hmm. I finally was away from everybody. I love my guys, but I just needed some time to breathe. Because I didn't know what I was going to say for my vows still, y'all. It was, you know, I was nervous about that. But after he came in there, we talked. And then my best man came back in there. When Seth came back in there, I was chilled. It was just me, Seth, and the pastor in there until 4:55 when it was time to line up. And that was my perspective. It was good. It was just a little nerve-wracking. Overwhelmed with all the...
See, and that was the complete opposite of my room because we were all just chill and just like there was.
But half your people don't have ADD like mine do.
Oh my gosh. We were just in there and taking pictures and videos and just like.
We watched football. Chilling.
See, y'all had a TV in y'all room. I didn't. So I had to rely on cell phone scores and everything. But I honestly miss the whole wedding planning process. And a lot of people call me crazy for that because, you know, everyone sees like planning a wedding as stressful, especially during COVID season that we are in.
I'd rather plan another wedding during no COVID.
But you see,
it was more, it really, maybe it was way more stressful because I'm not trying to be mean when I say this. I was the one having to stress out with the event center when they called me and told me that we wasn't going to be able to have our wedding. You was at work and that was very stressful.
I get that. I mean, when you told me that, I was stressed too, but I didn't allow stress to really take over my mind, though, with
Lord,
that.
Forgive me, I did.
And because I knew that, you know, if we were going to have to cut our wedding, then we were just going to have to cut it. But thankfully, we didn't have to. But, and I'm thankful that we did have our wedding, but I do miss the whole planning process.
I don't want food again.
Yeah, I wish that a lot of people say this too, like make sure you eat on your wedding day. I ate, but I don't think I ate nearly as much as I wanted to.
I don't want a seconds for the beans and the corn. And
I wanted to dive into that chicken like, so like a barbarian.
The chicken was bigger than your head and you had a big head.
I really do. I really do. But I wanted to just dive into it like a barbarian, John. I wanted to just pick up that chicken by my hands and just dive into it.
You didn't see me pick it up a couple times, did you?
I think I did, but you know what? I was worried about myself because I'm like, okay, I don't want to get this chicken. I didn't want to get this chicken on my dress. I didn't want to get it in my nails. I didn't want to mess my makeup off. So I was just cutting chicken off bone and forking it. And
you said screw this.
I was just like, oh my gosh, this chicken is so good, but dang, why I gotta be messy like that?
So the ceremony, y'all, was beautiful. It went as I told Bria, I said, it went as perfect as we planned it, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We had no hiccups during, like, walking out the ceremony. Pastor Willis did an amazing job.
An amazing job.
One
so
of the
beautiful.
Best performed weddings I have been to or been a part of. He did an amazing job. The prayer that the church did, like the church leaders did with us during the ceremony, was powerful.
Very memorable because a lot of people that were at the wedding, we're still getting phone calls about, you know, you can still feel the spirit, you know, the presence of God at that wedding. And that's what we really wanted. It wasn't, I mean, yeah, it was about us, but really we wanted to just bring family and friends close together and just let them feel
Jesus.
And
that's what our main focus is.
Exactly. And I feel like that was accomplished at our wedding.
Yes, ma'am. The reception.
Party time.
Well, first we walked out to some music.
Everybody saw
the white boy dance by John. As brother Anthony Griffin would say, do the white boy.
Oh my gosh. And what I was really nervous about, because especially for the video, because we got a wedding video and we got pictures. And what happened that a lot of people didn't realize is that
I tripped.
I almost fell going out. And I asked Jonna, said, let me see what the video show. And you couldn't tell. And I was like, thank you, Jesus, because I was about to bust
it. Allison, you did great not being so close.
You did great, Allison, because I almost busted. I really did.
I would have LOL'd.
I know. And then another thing, just going back to the ceremony, no one realized that I didn't have my bouquet with me. I walked out without my dang flowers. And you know what? I'm not upset about it, because I didn't want flowers to be like there and in the way and everything. So I did utilize my flowers for like pictures and everything. But after that, I worked so hard on that wedding bouquet though.
She really did. She stood at the house for hours doing that.
Oh my God. I'm just realizing it now. Dang.
But after we did our jig out. After we did our jig out, and then we did our cake cutting, and due to COVID, we had to do the cake cutting first, so they can move it to the
back.
And then after that, y'all, we went on stage, got our food, and grubbed. We had, everybody knows what we had, because we done said it twice on here already.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't heard what we had,
go back and listen to the other episodes.
I can't tell you what episode it was on, so you got 6 episodes to go listen to.
Because honestly, I don't remember. We missed it a couple of times. I don't remember.
And then we partied.
Yep.
And then we left.
Then we left and drove to Dallas. We drove to Dallas and
stayed at a very, very fancy Holiday Inn in Forney, Texas.
Yes, the Holiday Inn in Forney was mind-blowing.
I would recommend anybody that needs to go to Dallas to stay in Forney at the Holiday Inn.
Yes.
It's on off of 80, I believe.
Yes, it is.
And it's a brand new hotel. Very nice prices. Very good area. And the room was amazing.
Yes, it was very modern and high class.
We had a couch in there. I didn't even pay for no couch. They only upgraded me for free.
Yeah.
Because they said, happy wedding night.
But then when we got up the next morning, it was time to fly to Fort Lauderdale.
Yay!
Oh my gosh. So compared to Pensacola, I like Pensacola's white sand, and Fort Lauderdale didn't have the white sand, but the water and both beaches were really beautiful, but Fort Lauderdale's water, in my opinion, was more deep blue and more
romantic.
I loved it.
I like Pensacola's sand, but other than that, I prefer Fort Lauderdale's, like, just the atmosphere in itself. Other than one spot that we went to, everybody that we ran into was very cordial, very friendly.
Yes.
Except for our Lyft drivers. They was boring.
Yeah, so compared
except
to
for our one that picked us up at 6 a.m. on the last day.
He was so chippery at 6 a.m. taking us to the airport.
Well, his car did smell like a little weed, too.
It was rough. It was very rough. But every other Lyft driver that we had was rude. They didn't want to conversate. It was just
awkward. Or they tried to kill us with their driving.
Yes, or they tried to kill us with their freaking driving. It was it was a hot mess. I was like, okay. So different compared to Pensacola's Lyft drivers. They were so nice there and friendly.
Can I tell them all about our food experiences in Fort Lauderdale?
Oh my gosh, please, dude.
So the first night we got there, we had this.
Wait a minute. Let me just think about it again.
Yeah, you got this. Wait. We had naked crab first.
Wait. Let me just think about it.
We can't think too long, baby, because you ain't stopped it.
Okay, I'm good now.
So the first... She got me tripped over here, y'all. The first night we got to the hotel, we checked into the room, brought our bags up there. I had that girl on the top floor, seventh floor, balcony, looking over the Atlantic Ocean.
Beautiful.
I took a good 2.5 hour nap on that balcony one day. That's so nice.
Sunbathing.
I was sunbathing in the shade. But the first night, they had this restaurant inside the resort that we stayed at. It was called the Naked Crab. I don't know why they call it Naked Crab, because it really wasn't as much on the menu that was seafood.
It really wasn't. I realized that too.
Dang COVID menu for them. But I got the Kobe beef sliders. I think it was so good. The french fries. Where'd you get there that night, baby? I can't remember.
I just got a basic burger.
You're basic.
No, but I got a burger because I didn't really want to...
We didn't want too much on our tummies at night because
whenever
I travel, I don't like to eat much the first night.
Yeah, so I just got a burger and some fries.
Well, it was really good, that though. Monday, we woke up around 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked around the resort and went by the beach, that beach pool, the pool beach, I mean. We sat there. He got us a little drink and a snack. And after that, I was like, let's go back to the hotel room, get changed, and then we'll go to downtown. So we went downtown, went to Starbucks, and she got some nasty smelling lemonade.
It was not nasty.
I got this plain lemonade, y'all. That lemonade from Starbucks.
Just the regular lemonade.
Oof, that thing
tart.
That thing had my tongue raw, had me hyper. Well, then we was going to this restaurant that just reopened because of COVID called the Red Door Bistro in Hibachi.
Wait, before you talk about the Red Door,
we was going to the Red Door and we got pulled into this store. Oh, I love your dress.
That's where she got me, because
this Cuban lady was trying to get Bria's attention and she got her on her dress, and of course sweet little Bria is gonna walk over there like, hey, yes, thank you. And then she sucked us up into the store and tried to sell us something for $300.
Yes.
But then she's like, I can get it to you for $150. And then she got an attitude with Bria whenever I told her to say, see what time they close or what time they open tomorrow.
And that's code for, no, we're not buying it, so we need to get up out of here. So I asked her, I said, what time you close? And
she just got rude,
like, real quick. And so at that point, I said, all right, well, I'm out of here. Because you're not about to pop off an attitude with me. Because I'm not falling for your scam, auntie. And so, yeah, she just had an attitude and everything just went out the door. And it wasn't even, like, the product smelled really good. And it clearly worked on what she did at that time. But it's the lies, like, it was just a whole scam, though. It was a scam. So, at that point, we just walked on over to the Red Door.
When we got to the Red Door, they was just really opening and... They said, yes, come on in. Well, we was going to do the hibachi, and so he wasn't there yet.
The chef wasn't there yet,
so me and Bria was like, all right, let's get some sushi.
Right.
So I called the waitress over there, was like, hey, this is our honeymoon. We want the most top-notch sushi that you have. Here she comes out there with this big old shrimp-fried tempura with some... eel and crab and some cucumber and cream cheese.
And avocado. It was so good.
And then after we ate that, she calls us to the back. She says, yes, we have the chef here and he's going to do a private cooking for y'all since it's your honeymoon. Bet. Best steak. Best shrimp.
Oh, gosh.
Not shrimp, but scrimp.
Scrimps.
And the best chicken. That chicken.
Not chicken, but chicken.
Now, with vegetables and a...
some vegetables.
Y'all, they had this vinegar dressing
It was so good.
I was like, man, why is it so tart? Why does it taste so zesty? And the guy comes out. He says, yes.
Because we put oranges in it.
We put oranges to break up the acidity. Hey, but it was so good. We didn't eat that night. We were so full. We had leftovers, so we had that for dinner.
Yes.
That was like our late lunch.
Our dinner.
And then... And then Tuesday, we went back to the beach. And then after we did the beach for a good 2 hours that morning, we went to the pool. And they had a restaurant out there that you could order food.
To tell you about the water at the beach, that water dips quick because John was walking in the sand and all of a sudden it did a whole dip. And then I said, okay, well, we're not going any closer.
I went from toe deep to knee deep.
Real quick, in 0.2 seconds. So, no.
I pulled some muscles in my legs that were trying to get up out of that sand.
Yeah, that was a real workout.
You know, sucking me up. We got at the pool restaurant. She got shrimp. Not shrimp, but steak tacos.
They were so good.
And I got some quesadillas. Mm.
Those were really good.
That was really good. And then that night, this was the grand finale.
Oh.
It was called the Ocean 2000. It was at another resort, like 10 minutes north of our hotel. And when we walked in, I requested oceanside view. Them jokers put us outside by the water. Y'all, it was so nice.
It was beautiful.
We got an appetizer. It was called crab and lobster risotto. Crab and lobster crab cakes. Oh, so good.
It was amazing. And John's not a slaw type of person because they put you two crab cakes on a bit of slaw.
And, it was just one big one.
Oh, never mind. It was just one big one. But anyway, it really did because the crab cake was massive. And they put it on a bit of like this zangy slaw. And John tore that slaw up.
When you mix it with that crab cake?
It was amazing. It was like the perfect melody.
They had like some kind of sauce on top of the crab cake too. And it was so good. And then for the main course, I told Bria, I said, don't look at the prices because this is our last meal for the trip. It was a really good price. Really good price.
Mm-hmm.
We both got it was called a seafood risotto. It came with diced up scallops. It came with a dozen shrimp. And they wasn't no baby shrimp either.
They were massive.
Like fresh out of the Gulf. I mean, the Atlantic.
Yes, they were. You could taste the freshness of everything you ate.
And they had, on top of this, they had it, had a 1 pound lobster tail. Oh. When you mix all that together, folks.
You got just the perfect.
Fantastic. I'm going everything. Back to Fort Lauderdale just to go there.
Just to go there, I would too, because. What did we say when we got back in the car at Love Field? We said, can we go? Can we DoorDash? can we DoorDash or something?
And then the restaurant was so sweet to us because our little waitress, she was all excited when she found out it was our last day of the trip and it was our honeymoon. At the end of the night, they brought us out this huge, huge piece of cake. Bria does not like cake, like chocolate cake.
Mm-mm.
They brought us out this s'mores chocolate cake. And the inside of that cake was so warm and ooey gooey.
And they gave a scoop of,
strawberry cheesecake ice cream.
Cheesecake ice cream.
Oh, so good.
It literally melted in your mouth. They just took that thing out of the oven because everything was melting and gooey in your mouth. It was like, exactly, that's what it did. And I was so miserable by the time I got done. But then when I got back to the hotel, I was like, I'm hungry and I want more.
I wanted more of that cake. I just wanted more cake.
I wanted more of everything because literally I could eat it on repeat all the like every day.
That meal, yes. That meal was bomb.
And not get tired of it. Even the bread was like very upscale and they gave you
bread together.
They didn't give you just one long thing of bread like you know that they normally
except for that last piece of bread. That last piece of bread tastes like booty
cheese. It was like an egg bread, but they gave They gave you like different John. They gave you like different pieces of bread, like different cuts of bread, and it was like they were so different, but it was amazing.
Well, that was the end of the trip. It was a great honeymoon.
We saw so sad. That was the end of the trip.
I want to go back on the honeymoon again.
Oh. It was amazing.
Oh, except for the first night we get there. Ooh. Y'all almost had a bust open on somebody. I almost had nut up on somebody.
Oh my gosh.
Me and Bria was literally just sitting in the room talking like we're talking right now.
Literally just talking.
This white woman that just got a
White woman.
This old
Karen.
This old white crackerjack in her room.
Karen.
This old white woman that was in her room with her man. They just got them blowing some weed on the on their balcony. It was like 10 o'clock. It wasn't late at all.
Mm-hmm.
Came banging on our door saying, y'all need to shut it up in there. Because my husband is trying to sleep.
He has to go to work.
Oh, Karen. It took me an hour and a half to cool down.
Yeah, John was really heated. He was really heated. Because I would get if we were just like loud and just, you know, acting a fool. But we literally were just talking because it was late already. And we were watching TV. And, you know, we didn't have, you know, it was just a shocker. Like, really, what? But, yes, that was the end of our trip. And when we got back home, we were just like, we were happy to be back home. But we also just wanted to
sleep.
We just wanted to sleep and just like go back. We just wanted to just go back and just relax a little bit more before I had to go back to work and everything. But
everything.
But we enjoyed our time together. And if you are ever looking for a getaway, go to Fort Lauderdale because it is amazing.
The food is too.
Oh yeah. But now there's one thing that I just want to just bring up because a lot of people don't really talk about it, and so I'm just going to talk about it and break the ice on it because there's this thing called post-wedding blues, and a lot of people will look at it as, oh, she's depressed or he's depressed, because it's not just a woman thing, it's men that go through it too. And what it is you're on this, metaphorically speaking, high on planning something, looking forward to something. You're just going, like, everything that you do every day is towards that certain thing. You're just going. You're so excited. You just, you know, and then all of a sudden it's here, and then it happened, and it's gone. And so all those emotions are just like, they're just like, okay. Now what? And so that's what I felt one day during our honeymoon. And it wasn't even like a whole day. It was like a few hours.
It was awkward as hell.
It was awkward, and I eventually talked about it because that's one thing that...
That's the day you took that long nap too.
Yeah, I took a long nap that day.
I did too, on that balcony.
And I finally talked, like, I looked it up, and then I talked to John about it, and being my sweet hubby that he is, he thought that it was him, and I had to reassure to him that.
Well, the way she brought it up, folks, it made me nervous.
It wasn't him though.
She says, "I need to confess something to you."
Because
when you're just married, that's a little nervous thing to.
Okay, so I'll talk about that next. But no, I had to break the ice when I'm like, okay, this is how I'm feeling right now. It's, trust me, it's nothing about you. It's just what's happening right now. And I got over it really quick after I talked to him about it. But it's just, you know, it is something that a lot of brides and grooms really do go through. And so a way to cope with that is, what I read is to find something else to look forward to. And so I have a lot of things to look forward to with my husband. And
babies.
And I'm super excited on what God is going to do in our lives and what's going to come next. But it's so funny that, John, you said something about I have something to confess to you, because we're actually reading the hashtag Stay Married mm-hmm. couples devotional book. And our topic of the week was confession. And so in the discussion, it said if you have to say something to your spouse, you need to approach them like, honey, I have something to confess, and then break it down. And so
2 days after we married, she broke it down for me.
Yeah, 2 days. And two, it's so funny because 2 days after we got married and I went through that post-wedding blues for a few hours, it, you know, I approached it the right way, and we just got through reading that devotional yesterday, and I approached it the right way. So I am proud of myself for that, because clap clap, because I've always been the type of person that really just doesn't want to express how I'm feeling at that time. I just tend to like bottle it up,
as she used to tell me, and I have to tell her now, use your words.
He tells me that all the time. Well, not that often now, because I do use my words, but there are some moments that I catch myself that I have to just
use your words,
use my words, let go, and know that he's not going to judge me just for anything. So
let God.
I love you.
I love you. Is this the end of the episode?
This is the end of the episode.
Oh, well, y'all tune back to whenever we come back from another episode. Episode
number 2. No, okay, so we are so sorry for our... our lack of, but
this episode was supposed to be posted 2 weeks ago.
It really was, but guess what? We're here and we're doing better. And next week,
I don't know what
just
the
wait.
Is.
Next week, I have the whole list for us, darling.
Oh, great.
Next week, we are going to be discussing some other things. Some other things. Yes. Talk politics with the McCrorys.
Oh, I get to share my birthday with the election. Oh, just wait till we discuss that.
Just wait till you hear what we have to say about that tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually the 3rd, and it's John's birthday.
But this will be posted on Saturday, so she just... I don't know what she's doing over there, y'all.
Happy belated birthday.
Yay, thank you. Early birthday, actually.
Early belated, whatever, John. But guys, thank you for tuning in. We love you. Bye.
Peace.
You can tell that John is rusty on this because... Bye, guys.
Bye.